A Washington County-based environmental group, Citizens Coal Council, says the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection is failing to protect streams and property from underground longwall mining. Longwall mining is the dominant technique at mines in southwestern Pennsylvania that are still producing coal. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier is here with the details. Reed, first, what is longwall mining?
Longwall mining is a technique that uses very large machines to extract big blocks of coal from underground coal seams without leaving behind a sort of an earthen pillar or support that can keep the ground from caving in above the coal seam. So what happens is the machines will come in and cut out these very large blocks of coal, and the ground will subside behind where the cutting machine has gone. And coal mines began using this technique in the 1970s, and they've expanded their use, especially in Pennsylvania, to get at these big tracts of coal underground.
The Citizens Coal Council put out a report about this and some complaints they had about damage to streams from longwall mining.
This group says that the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection isn't enforcing its laws enough to protect streams when they get undermined by these longwall operations. What's happening is these streams, the rock beneath them is cracking. They're losing water a lot of times, or in some cases, parts of the stream drop while others don't. And so you have these pools that develop that are not good for aquatic wildlife. The DEP allows this practice to happen, but there's a lot of nuance in terms of how much of this damage is allowed. And basically, the threshold is the damage has to be temporary and the companies need to be able to restore it. But that restoration doesn't always work, said Steve Kunz, who's an ecologist who wrote the report for CCC.
Streams are not just conduits for water. You can't fix a complicated natural system like a stream as easily as you can fix cracks in a foundation of a house.
So the report found that over half the stream miles that were undermined by longwall mining in the years 2013 to 2018 had some kind of stream flow loss or stagnant pool formation because of this subsidence. And in its most recent report, DEP found that 247 structures or buildings and 25 miles of streams were damaged by this kind of subsidence from longwall mining. And we should say that this is practiced exclusively in Washington and Greene counties in Pennsylvania. Amy Erickson of the Citizens Coal Council said that mines are expanding the size of their operations, and that's leading to an increase in the damage they cause on the surface.
When longwall mining first started out, the panels were about 400 to 500 feet wide. Now they're 1,500 feet wide. And the bigger they get, the more damage they cause to the surface.
What does DEP say about the Citizens Coal Council report? And of course, what does the mining industry have to say?
Well, the DEP says it's reviewing the report, and actually DEP Secretary Patrick McDonnell is going to be meeting with representatives of the Citizens Coal Council in February. The agency says basically it can deny permits to a mine if their project will result in impairment to a stream. Not that no damage happens to a stream, but that the stream becomes impaired. The bugs and the fish can no longer live there. And the agency says that if the impacts are anticipated to be long-term, the most common result is that there will be a permit modification to eliminate any problem areas in the application. Now, the coal industry says that the vast majority of damages caused by subsidence are resolved between companies and private property owners. Like, if your building is damaged, the company will pay to fix it or purchase the property. And they also say that the state law does allow for some level of subsidence to streams. The group says longwall mining is the economic backbone of southwestern Pennsylvania, and that's backed up a little bit by some of the labor statistics. There were around 1,800 coal miners in Greene County in 2019, and that accounted for about 14% of the county's workforce. And a lot of those miners work in operations tied to longwall mining. So it is still a big part of the economy in some parts of the state.
Well, what are the regulations that protect streams from mining damage?
So the big ones are a rule called Act 54, which is essentially the coal mine subsidence law, and the Clean Streams Law, which protects streams from pollution. Now, under state law, coal mines are allowed to damage streams as long as the damage is temporary. Think like 2 weeks of restoring a stream where you pump water from a section, a 300-foot section, and reroute it downstream, but not like 8 months of just totally rebuilding a stream bed and putting down a plastic liner and bringing in bulldozers and things like that. And an important decision came in 2017 when a state judge wrote that state law does allow longwall mining to have some impact on a stream, but that it couldn't completely and permanently eliminate a stream. As that decision was coming out, the state legislature passed a law that basically allows for a lot more damage to stream as long as it's not permanent. There's a sort of gray area between you're allowed to do temporary damage to a stream, but how do you even define that? But since this 2017 decision by the state judge, we're seeing a lot more emphasis by the DEP and the mining companies on kind of pinpointing exactly what kind of damage they're going to do to these streams or anticipate doing to these streams and what their mitigation efforts are going to look like. And not just, here's a plan, we think it'll work, give us the permit.
I see. So what does the Citizens Coal Council want going forward? What kind of changes would they like?
Well, they want tighter regulations and more conditions on where coal mines can conduct these longwall digs. They want wider buffer zones around the streams from mining and more conditions put on their permitting. Now, just one note about that 2017 law. That law has not been approved by federal regulators, and until it does, it does not go into effect.
Okay. Well, thanks, Reed.
Thank you.
The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports on energy, and there's more at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.